Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 500. I'm Adam and I'll do my thing in a minute because I've forgotten it. I had quite a lot on my mind at that particular point. I'll come back and do mine in a minute. Here's Isabella Pearson.
Amy fell down to the ground.
Didn't have to do it in that sort of voice, did you? Right. Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
I have to reboot.
Very good, very good. Mine is, it's a science fiction fantasy TV show. We also have Debbie Melrose.
Hang on.
Paul Wilson's here.
Yay!
You don't have to do a quote, Paul, don't worry.
I was on mute anyway.
Yeah, just pretend you did a quote.
I don't know. The only quote I can think of is Mr. T. I pity the fool. That's good.
Perhaps sums us up, I think.
Yes. Robert Haynes.
Adam.
Yes, Robert. And hopefully we'll have more from others later on in the show. So, I suppose I should congratulate everybody else. I'm not going to congratulate myself because I'd rather be watching the football, wouldn't you? I'd rather be watching the football.
I don't like football.
No.
It's fine.
Is that the one they use bats with and get wickets?
I think so.
No, that's baseball.
It's got a ball in it anyway. Right then, Paul, hello. And Daddy's the show on Father's Day. It's the most appropriate ever appearance on a podcast.
Well, I'll try not to be inappropriate anyway.
Yes, thank you, Paul. How you doing?
I'm all right, actually. It's turned out to be a lovely afternoon, actually, after a rather miserable morning. Yeah. I'm all right. I'm sitting here in my little studio drawing pictures while I talk to you guys.
It's nice to see you've got one of your fans in the room there with you.
I have my fan, my only fan. isn't that some website that you can go to?
Yes.
I was reading about that today.
We've got stuff coming through on the live feed. We've got, Paul's already said a couple of comments, but we're going to, Lillian Robbins says hi. Robert Haynes says howdy, but Robert, you're actually on the show, so that's not supposed to work. And Joshua Dybel says hi, Arl. And hopefully we'll have Mary's dulcet tones. I've got a funny feeling we won't. She would have been on by now. She's very punctual.
Yeah, I did text her. So.
Well, that's going to make all the difference, Curtis.
I also messaged Kirsty.
Again, that's going to make all the... Actually, maybe it wasn't such a good idea getting Kirby to do these messages. It's probably scaring them all off. Oh, well. Well, of course, we're going to be talking about certain podcasts this week. Which saves arguing and saves getting interrupted by certain people. Isabella, you're quite good. You've been around for a long time, haven't you, in regards to the show? You were quite small when we started out. So,
I'm still small.
You were a lot smaller.
That's true.
What are your lasting memories of the podcast when you used to be on it a bit more often?
God, you know my memory's terrible.
Well, it's part and parcel of the show, really. But
that's brilliant. I just always remember, like, when I used to be obsessed of, like, the Matt Smith era of it.
Yeah, it's when you had taste, yes.
Okay, that's just mean.
Yeah.
they don't bully me.
It's all very well having taste in other genres, but you should also include taste in the appropriate genres as well. Because a lot of these genres you are fans of now are sort of inspired by Doctor Who. She doesn't agree with that one.
I mean, like, I know a lot of my friends do like Doctor Who still.
Yeah, good. High five for your friends. Excellent.
Because my friends are swag.
So do you know, obviously, these Mary fell down to the ground comments that you're rather stuck with now.
Wait, Mary?
Mary fell down to the ground.
I'm not saying Mary fell. Amy fell down to the ground. Sorry. Maybe that's why Mary's not on. She may indeed have fallen down to the ground. But what's your actual earliest memory of being associated with the podcast? Because we used to do it in all sorts of funny places in the early days.
The early days? Or like my last like memory?
Earliest.
Oh.
Because you won't remember all that Amy fell down to the ground stuff.
Not really.
You won't remember like, the game we played when we put all the figures in the sock and you pulled them out and you told me who they were or told us.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
Good God, what have I stepped into?
It's reminiscing. You can't remember anything, basically, can you?
I mean, I can remember some bits. I remember when me and Alicia took over the show at one point.
Oh, yeah. When was that?
I remember that. I don't remember what year it was.
I left to move your mother from one customer to the next.
So me and Alicia took over.
I've had to present the show with Izzy like that before.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, no wonder we haven't got any blimmin' listeners then. God's sake.
Yeah, when we used to do the Monday mornings.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, yeah, the old Mondays. Yeah.
I remember the Monday mornings.
I remember the Monday mornings, the crack of dawn.
Hey, dawn. Kirby, it's nothing compared to, like, 2 o'clock in the morning right
there
now.
There he goes. There he goes.
How many listeners do you have now?
Most of them. Not many. We have a hard core of listeners, which I'm very grateful for. I'm not entirely sure how many, because Podbean used to have the download figures and the streaming figures, which were a slightly different sort of kettle of fish. So I'm not entirely sure. We have a lot of quiet people who don't want to admit they listen to the show. A little bit like... my friends, actually, don't admit that they're my friends. But, yeah, I'm not entirely sure, to be fair. It's a lot less than it used to be.
That was just sad.
No, it's a lot less than it used to be because I think podcasting has really taken off in the last 4 or 5 years, and there's podcasts everywhere, especially Doctor Who podcasts. So
there are. I only listen to this one.
Pardon?
You said, well, listen to this one.
No, you don't, Kirby.
Well, however many you've got more Doctor Who listeners than I have. I don't have a Doctor Who podcast anymore. So.
Maybe you got out when the going was good, mate.
Master?
Yes, Kirby?
You did post a milestone for the downloads a few recently.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how many it was, though. We've got to bear in mind, we've got, well, up to then, probably about 480 episodes on. Each one of them has been followed by people, and each one of those hits is accumulated into this massive amount of things. So people still listen to the early shows that come on late, so they won't get to us until it's a bit like the speed of light thing, isn't it? Take quite a while for the for a bit of light from the sun to reach Andromeda or something like that. It's a bit like it take that sort of time for people who are just listening to the show now from episode one, wondering what sort of time warp they're in because of all the things were going on back in 2010. And then finding them eventually, they'll find themselves here. God knows where we'll be by then.
Should I do some flexing? Because at the height, I think... I was pulling in around about 120,000 a week.
Yeah, but
like
that,
120, 130,000.
Yeah, all right. Well, you were on Doctor Who Online. It's a sort of a hub for Doctor Who fans.
It wasn't a lot of personality. That's what it was.
A bit of that. Yeah, all right. But well, it was actually because it was the only Doctor Who podcast I used to listen to. I used to dabble with Radio Free Scaro and a few others, but the one I would enjoy the most was the DWO Who cast, simply because of Paul and Seb's rapport. And
it was good fun, actually. Yeah. It was good fun back then.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there was a point in which we had good fun doing this show, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Was that before Kirby came on? I'm only joking. He's going to mute himself now, isn't he?
I'm going to mute myself.
Bullying.
I just posted a list of things like when each of us first came on, and when certain things happened, when you did certain interviews.
Yeah. I'm a bit worried at the moment, because Magic has perched himself down where the power cable is for the camera.
Oh, yeah, has he actually?
He has a tendency to do this. And now he's panting.
Now, Robert, that may have been may have just been audio feedback. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember. It's such a long time ago. The gurus of the 20 megabyte podcast will know all these details, which I'm not saying I'm not interested in. It's just I haven't got time to go back.
Gurus?
Gurus, as in Kirby.
I've literally got like 5 minutes before I need to run.
Oh,
I know it's a very flying visit.
I'm very grateful for this
and
flying
and I'm
visit.
Trying not to take over.
Take over. Do your worst.
Probably, you know, egotism or.
There we go.
Yeah.
Name
but
yes.
But I did want to share a memory.
Oh.
A memory.
And I remember a very dark evening at the Crab and Lobster.
Oh, yes.
Where you came, and I think that's when you first met Amy as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. She was pregnant then.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Was she? Yes, she was.
Yes.
That's right. It was
quite
close to
pregnant.
New Year, wasn't it?
Yes. And, you were considering moving to the island.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a stormy old time. And, I think that was the first... Was that the first time I was been on your podcast?
It was indeed,
lagers and chatted. It was good fun.
I'm not quite sure you knew you were actually going to be on the show that night, because I just turned up with my recording device.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the first time. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I sort of wanted to share that. It was kind of appropriate. I kind of expected you to come in with one of those old fashioned fishermen's raincoats on and a hat, and because it was lashing with rain.
Right, it's a sort of an Isle of Wight thing.
Yeah.
Oh, R. Yeah. Here, would you like to come on my podcast?
I didn't know I did a Welsh accent.
Yeah. But yeah, congratulations anyway. 500 podcasts. That's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Better than I've ever done.
It's slightly mad. Really, to be fair. But I had a stupid idea of doing every episode of Doctor Who, which maybe at the time seemed like an achievable thing, and now it's thinking like it's a sort of, where's the blimmin' end going?
What were you thinking?
I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. The thing is, though, that the Bigger on the Inside podcast achieved it, and I thought, if they can do it, we can.
Fair enough.
And we can do it better.
Kirsty says no, confidence. She can't join us.
Go. Aww. Give Kirsty a digital smack on the bottom.
Right. On that note, I'm going to take off.
Thank you, Paul.
Congratulations, you've done really well. It's an amazing achievement. I might join you for 1,000.
No, you won't. I won't be happy.
I said fine. No.
We're going to get there.
Oh, are we now?
Confidence. Well, in some incarnation or other, this
in my blimmin' 70s. If we're doing 1,000 episodes, good lord, that's too much. And, thanks, Paul.
And I haven't seen you guys since. Was it that was
amazing convention
on the beach, wasn't it?
Or was yes. that after? Was the con- yeah, that after the con? No, it was Billy. Before the. It was Fantasy Con.
Paul. That was before the con. Yes. That was the con. Was
no, yeah, because we were running around with George at the con, weren't we?
Yeah, because he decided to hang around, didn't he? To
do the convention. Yeah. He still talks about that.
Yeah. He'll be on the show later, listeners, if anybody wants to listen out for Billy. He'll be on the show. Andy Nunny's coming to the Isle of Wight soon as well. So I'm trying to find a suitable bed for him to lie down in, just in case.
Oh, did you say Bill's coming back?
No, Andy Nunny is coming to the Isle of
Wight. Oh, right. Oh, really? I thought
Mary's supposed to be coming.
Mary's quite contrary. I don't know if that's actually happening, but we can't ask her because she's not here.
That's the... I've seen plenty of people do that.
Yes. But yeah, so it was lovely to have Billy at the convention. I look forward to his next visit to the UK.
Yeah, it was good fun. All right, guys. Hopefully another 500.
Good work. Thanks, Paul.
If you ever need anyone to impersonate Mr. T, I'm your man.
Brilliant. Yay! And also, if anybody's...
pity the fool.
Just want to point out to everybody, it's his fault.
To this
it's
podcast.
His fault. Thanks, all right, mate.
I'll catch you guys later. Yeah, and well done.
Bye, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Right,
love now.
To everyone. How do I
Never said love to everyone.
Still uses Skype. Come on.
You What's wrong with Skype?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. That. Ooh.
Father of the show.
Yeah, daddy. Daddy on Daddy's Day. Hang on. I'm trying to forget.
So is Father's Day in the UK the same day as it is
yeah,
here?
Yeah, oddly.
Yeah, because I know Mother's Day
because the Americans
isn't.
Invented this version really of Father's Day. That's why.
I can't it's not here me. Until September, I think.
Right then.
Why it's not the same like everywhere else that celebrates
Well, because
Mark
people have different things going on at the time. Probably,
I guess so, but yeah.
It's like public holidays over here. We can have, like the Queen's birthday is when Western Australia was founded, I think the week before. So they don't want to have two public holidays in consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
So we do the Queen's birthday on September instead of June.
Right then, everybody.
Master?
What?
I let Kirsty know what you said.
Oh dear! No,
she said, "Master is getting kinky in his 500."
This is your thing.
Why am I not surprised that she said that?
I love her.
I'm just gonna hear the sirens later.
Right, Brandon Moore says, "Sorry, I'm late. I was getting pizza." That was obviously that was in relation to Alicia.
You should have
pizza. Pizza.
Alicia to come over for a second and
Well, I did
pizza.
Ask her, she said no. Oh, there we are. I've got Ben.
She's too loose for that. She's got a wedding to get on with.
And Laurie Nix says.
Vegetarian.
Thank you. Laurie Nix says, hello, sweeties. Oh. Izzy, you are looking gorge.
Oh,
thank you. So you're rocking it in your pyjamas, mate.
Yeah. Right. I live in pyjamas.
Yes.
Thank you. What about Isabella, though?
Master?
Yes.
Master, you will have to play. Lori's feedback that she posted on Facebook.
Yes.
Because it's
do.
Great.
We'll get to it. Don't okay. worry, don't
I was about to say to Izzy, just incidentally, Isla joins your school in September, so
wow.
watch out.
That's when you know you're getting old when children start joining Cloud Enterprise
Jesus,
Club.
Jesus, I'll be...
She hasn't got an awful lot of positive recommendations for the school, have
No,
you?
I don't.
No, but we're not going to talk about that. Hello, Ben. And we're going to do your introduction now. And Ben Shoveler.
Hello. Wah.
Sorry.
Yeah. What do you want?
We're going to do a quote from a memorable quote from the show. You got loads because you invented most of them.
Right, well, I mean, you want one of the quotes from... I mean, because the thing is, I've just turned up. You've not prepped me with anything. I mean, I've been waiting for my prep sheet for the last 4 hours.
Yeah, but
nothing's come through. I've got no idea what the ballyhell would
We're be. Just winging it in the normal way.
Oh, in that case, if you just want a random quote, well, then that's what she said.
Yay!
I was going to say that, but then I thought not.
Yeah.
Oh, my life. Oh, my life. The Aussie's on.
Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, wow, the best, the only one.
The other thing you could have said is, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
It's all right.
All right, let's come back to the pretty one here. Now, I've asked you to try and remember, an event or something memorable about the show, which you've failed to come up with. So this is going to be an easy one. It's an easy
That's
one.
The first thing, funny
What's
thing
been
I've
the
heard
most
of
annoying thing about the podcast?
You.
I was your daughter.
Apart from me, what's been the most annoying thing about the podcast?
It's a loaded question.
Oh, good lord, here we go. I should have prepped you for this one, didn't
I? Can she hear it?
Can't say yourself.
Aw, I would. That's just mean.
Me, obviously.
You don't know. Okay, well, that's probably quite a positive thing.
That is a positive thing.
Yeah, splendid.
Respect me. That's a very positive thing. I was very nice to you.
When?
At the convention.
Eventually.
Oh, yeah. You were nice to Isabella at the convention, or me?
Isabella, I wasn't nice. I've never been nice to you. We're 500 episodes in, mate. I've known you 16 years, but I don't think I've ever been nice to you.
Well, it would be good if Reese Parton could have shown up for this special event, but never mind. Anyway, right.
Well,
so
we should have sent Robert over, and he could have just gone right next door.
Door Robert. Yeah. Huh? What else we got in? Laurie Nick says, how can they play that? It's like 3 minutes long. And then she says, I was hungover, which is the best way to watch the Facebook feed. By the way, we haven't played it yet, Laurie. I didn't even know about it until Kirby told me about it. Because Kirby has been in charge of the feedback that was coming through Facebook. We've had quite a lot of stuff coming through the email address. So anybody wants to send us in feedback, it's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. We don't get
I sent you some
out.
Earlier.
Yes, I'm looking forward. When would you like to play that particular?
Well,
bit
do
of
you
feedback?
Think? I think we should play it now.
You do. Well, I have to wait for a moment.
I think you should load it up. And make sure it's version 4 because
version 4.
Version 4.
Yeah. No, hang seriously, guys. Right. Find it? Shall I set this up?
Oh, you want to do an intro? It's a great big fly in here. Where the hell did that come from? The door's shut.
I literally said there's a fly in here. You're like, no, we might. Go and get a fly swatter. We can't say anything.
Either get a fly swatter or let it out the front door. Right,
well,
then.
You know what they say, Adam, flies always hang around. Have everyone see me.
Right, then. Okay, so you're going to do an intro, are you?
Get out.
Yeah, I'll set this up. So basically, there was something this morning. Did you send me a message or something?
Something about
you must have sent me a message.
Are you all right for the show or something like that?
Yeah, and for some reason, for the 500th, I think that's how you put it. And so I thought, well, surely for the 500th, something special should be happening. We should do something big. And so I set about writing a song. And this was at 9:40 this morning.
Blimey.
By 10 past 10, it was finished, written and recorded. So I'd obviously put...
She didn't have a lot on today then.
No, my daughter was here, sat inside watching, trying to complete YouTube still. Yeah.
So
I thought,
Father's Day, instead
of
spending time with your daughter, you decided to record something.
I think it's more of a case of she didn't want to spend time with me.
Oh, okay.
Which is wholly understandable. Okay. So I wrote and recorded a version of the classic Proclaimers song, 500 Miles. Now, you might be able to work out what I've done.
Okay.
So,
I was going to play it then.
About 40 minutes. But then, as I was driving to get my second COVID jab this morning,
yeah.
I was singing the little song in my head, and then loads of new lyrics popped in. And I thought, hold on, this needs a rewrite. So, whilst I was waiting the 10 minutes that you have to wait after you've had your jab before they let you out, I got out my phone and I wrote all the lyrics down that I've been thinking about on the way to the jab centre. And when I got home from the jab centre, I came straight back into my recording shed and recorded a new version.
Yes.
I went back in, I had some lunch, and then I realised there were some more lyrics. Now, actually, what happened was because I followed the pattern of the original song, which was verse, chorus, repeat, first verse, chorus.
Yes.
The wife said, well, you should have written a third verse. So whilst in the shower, I wrote a third verse. Not down. I did it in my head at that time.
Yeah,
after I'd finished in the shower,
you just casually
I came out.
Writing in the shower.
I sing a lot in the shower. The wife always tells me off. as did the neighbours. I then got out of the shower, came downstairs and recorded the third verse. And it sounded
without
all right.
Without even drying and putting on clothes.
I was naked as the day I was born. And talking about days that I was born, I wasn't born today, but it's my my daughter Chloe's 21st birthday. So,
21.
So happy birthday to my baby.
Does that make
Chloe.
You feel anyway. Old?
Ah, hell yeah. So, so then I came out and I recorded it. And then Adam texted me and said, well, I can't listen to it until I've finished work. And I said, okay. Then I thought, well, that gave me an extra opportunity to remix it. So I remixed it and added, and now check this out. I added some backing vocals to my own song. And then I went a little bit too far. I harmonized the last chorus.
Goodness.
So I've had a really, really busy day.
Of course.
So to celebrate the 500th, and I promise there's no bad language, nothing rude or anything in this. To celebrate the 500th episode of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, something which I've been associated with for a heck of a long time, This is my version of 500... What have I called it? Hold on, the lyrics are in here.
500 shows. Well,
the title of the file is Defo the Last One.
Yes, right. So you've got version 4 loaded, yeah?
Which one says, just says death of the... Yeah, V4 final version. It says
V4 final version. That's the one to go for. So this is the world exclusive of 500 shows. Hit it, bad boy. On a Sunday, well, I know I'm gonna do another podcast show with you. Every podcast that we do, we try to talk about an episode or two. When it started, it was recorded anywhere, from a toilet at his work to a car park. Now more often, it's recorded from his home, but occasionally you still can hear the dog bark. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. Then the name drops famous people that he's met, but I know he's never heard from Ashton Kutcher. Then there's feedback, the overcomplicated words sent to us by Councillor Alan T. Butcher. Then the listeners come from all over the world. Some are women, some are not, and some are manly. Then there's Billy, a true Brit living out in Oz, and the only fan I know were Mackenzie Stanley. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And it's been recorded weekly since the late noughties. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And initially it featured both his daughters. When we're recording, we're all waiting from a text from our leader, Adam, saying, are you ready? Yes. Ain't got long, though. Have to be real quick this week, or I'll get a right kick in from the wife, Debbie. But well done, Adam, for doing all 500 shows. All that equipment that you have ain't got no roadie. As for me, well, I'll watch the TV show again just as soon as they replace that fella, Jody. Just as soon as they replace that fella, Jody. You one more time, and we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam Kirby, Bartlett, Sloan, Mary, Blitz, Lang. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Kirsty and I usually make up the gang. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Kirby often utters his catchphrase master. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And his sound effects are a massive disaster. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. I think my work here is done.
I love it.
Yes, nice one, Ben.
No, is that all you said?
No. That was epic.
I loved it.
Do you know
so
what?
Good.
That's more about the kind of response level I expected.
I totally agree.
If I hadn't written that and recorded it and produced it and remixed it, then if I'd have just heard that for the first time, I'd have said that was absolute genius.
It was.
I
can't deny that. It's, yes. If Kirby says it was.
Well, I mean, I can post it on Facebook, obviously, if people want to hear
it.
Yeah,
want to see a video for it now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's my ringtone. It's the
podcast. You really don't. You really don't. Oh, and I do apologise to everyone who I didn't manage to squeeze their name into the lyrics. Yeah, obviously, it is quite tricky trying to get everybody in. So the Roberts, of which there are plenty.
We'll capture the video of me and Isabella dancing along to it. And
I did see. I did watch, actually.
Nice little dance.
Yes. Oh God, right. I'm picking up the comments on the live feed. Brandon Moore says, replying to Laurie, mine is much longer.
That's what she said.
Oh, and I need to note, I've got a that's what she said checklist on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Oh, you've got far too much time on your hands. Laurie Nick says, is Ben going to sing to us all hopped up on vaccine? And then she says, now available on iTunes. That's a good idea. Get it on iTunes, Ben. And Lillian Robin says, that was awesome, Ben. Got an awesome from Lillian. And of course, incredible from Brandon Moore. And Terry Miles said, brilliant. Well done, Ben. That was all right.
Well, personally, I think you should play it again later.
It'll be the closing theme.
Start the show with it. That'd be
of
brilliant.
The show, yes. I already thought about one. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, right.
So, what's everyone else done then?
What, today or throughout the show?
I'm here.
Isabella showed up. Unlike the co-founder of the show, whose birthday
I stayed up in the middle of the night.
Pardon?
Okay, but did you record a song?
I didn't record a song because I heard you were doing one. I thought I didn't want to sort of, you know, step on your toes.
Yeah, tread on your toes.
So, Debbie, what did you do? Oh, you showed up, didn't you? So, Debbie and Isabella have showed up. Kirby, what did you do?
No, I also made a big dinner for Tom. So.
Oh well, that's a okay.
I gave you presents.
Oh, I got presents. I got a bottle of Morgan Spice. I really don't know.
And a broken bag.
Oh, a bottle of Morgan Spice. I'm quite curious as to how a 15-year-old child buys a bottle of Morgan Spice. But,
do you want to know how I got my Father's Day present? Last night, because my 15-year-old doesn't get any pocket money and her mum won't buy me anything because she's her mum. And so my mum normally buys it and drops it off to my daughter. Mm. And what happened last night was we were eating tea and mum had dropped the presents out by the front door. My daughter hadn't seen the fact that mum had texted her to say it was there. I went out the house next to go to Asda to go and buy some bits and bobs last night and found my own present. Just outside the front door. So thanks, mum.
Oh, well, that's all right. I got a text off Alicia, which is more than I normally get, so I got quite pleased about that.
You got a text from me, then our present one.
Oh, yeah, I know, but that, yeah. But,
I'm amazing.
I expect nothing less from you.
You should have just stopped after nothing.
Yeah.
Right then, Kirby, you posted a request for memories and stuff and feedback, etc., on the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join.
And you did too, and you've got way more responses on yours than I have on mine.
Well, where's yours?
Oh, it's not a competition.
Well, it wasn't. But wasn't well, yeah.
Life's a competition.
Go on then, Kirby. Do yours.
Well, do you want me to read your comment?
My comments?
Yeah, I'm...
No.
I'm...
Oh, okay. Oh, this... Yeah, you can. My comments are basically my... summoned up a few of the memories from the show over the last 500 episodes that
yours,
hopefully will jog other people's.
Yay,
there are going to be more.
Mine was right at the top.
Go on in, Kirby.
Yours says, Amy fell down to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Mary, Amy.
Yeah.
TARDIS Tavern. Kirby Jelly Babies. Fraser Hines phoning me. Louise Jameson's first appearance. Doctor Who Experience episode with Alicia.
Wow.
Daphne Ashbrook's second appearance.
Oh yeah.
Nick Briggs. Andy snoring. Driving to Brighton episode. Dimensions episode. Fantasy Con. And episode number 300 was such fun.
It was. I'd like to elaborate on that. Amy fell down to ground, obviously. Poor Isabella, she's only little and she got rather landed with that catchphrase. The TARDIS Tavern was really good because me and Alicia were invited on the TARDIS Tavern and they were great fans of the show in the early days. And I thought it appropriate to have a bit of a bevy while doing that show because that's what they do. And I had a great time. Kirby's Jelly Babies, of course, if I hadn't run the Jelly Baby competition, Kirby probably would never have been on the show. So that's sort of fate in some ways. Fraser Hines phoned me. Toby Hayder, when we did episode 100, I did him a favour. He needed a video of a story put on DVD so he could creator something for the official DVDs, which I sent to him. And by way of a favour, he lined up a few special guests for the 100th show. And I was just about to sit down for dinner around my in-law's house, and Fraser Hines phoned me up, and that was quite a thrill. Louise Jameson's first appearance was, of course, when I didn't tell anybody. She was coming on the show, and I just introduced everybody in the normal way. And then I said, "And Louise Jameson," and Kirby goes, "Oh my," and then didn't say anything for the rest of the show. So I should actually try and get Louise on a bit more often.
We've had her on.
She
remembered me.
Basically, Ben interviewed her for the whole of that first appearance.
The only person who had nothing to say.
Yes, that was great.
Don't remember that as well. Absolutely nothing.
Doctor Who Experience episode with Alicia, that was good fun. We went out to the Doctor Who Experience at Olympia, and we just did a podcast about it. That was really good. Daphne Ashworth's second appearance. The first one was a bit pants because the internet was playing up. And the second one,
I think I was there.
You may have been. It was a really good episode. She was really engaged, and she did some special jingles for us. And I like to play one of those jingles now, which is this one, which she acted her own part in it, so I could create this.
Come with me.
I can't. I'm going to listen to the 20 megabyte podcast.
You come with me.
Me come with you?
Yes.
Me come with you. It's tempting.
Now, the funny thing is, after we met Paul McGann at IslandCon, I could have actually got Paul to do his part of that.
Stopped and talked to him, though, wasn't he?
Indeed, he was. Of course, the famous Nick Briggs interview, when I said that a lot of current Doctor Who writers are professional fan fiction people. I stand by that comment, but he got a bit upset about it. Andy's snoring is completely legendary, and he's, like he said on a post, never going to live it down, but it was hilarious.
At the time,
it was quite annoying.
I was there at that one.
We were trying to do a show. Of course, driving to Brighton episode, that was really weird, but managing to continue a podcast while driving along unfamiliar roads at night was quite an achievement in my
life.
I'm probably quite elite.
I'll go in somebody else's.
Let's talk about that more.
Illegal.
I was only speaking.
Touch on
hands free, Ben.
That's just illegal.
The Dimensions episode, that was amazing, being up there in Newcastle and being able to have access to all the Doctor Who people up there and doing some great interviews, great fun. FantasyCon, of course, that was brilliant because we did the one and only 20 megabyte podcast on stage. You couldn't show up for it, did you?
Ben and
Debbie did it.
I was in the crowd.
Kirby's signal was terrible.
Kirby was on it, yeah.
I was dealing with David Finn.
No, name dropping. And episode 300 was really good.
I wonder where he gets that from.
I was next to Adam Pearson and Ben Shovler.
We got a bit blotted on episode 300.
Stop flexing on me.
Yeah. Sorry, Kirby, you carry on. I just wanted to elaborate on some of those memories.
Yes, okay. Robert Wince Jr. responded to you. Yes?
I must depart.
She has mox, so she's doing revision.
Yes, I'm suffering.
So I can now move the microphone into a more appropriate position and move into my...
Izzy, remember they're also marking you on decorum at the moment.
Decorum? Oh, great.
And also, Izzy, they're also marking you on how clean your hair is during the exam.
Is
your hair not clean then?
My hair is clean. On that sort of thing at the moment.
Adam's hair is very clean.
Shut up, Robert.
Cheerio.
That's an old catchphrase from the show as well. Shut up, Robert.
Good luck, sweetness.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
See you later.
Yes, go on, Kirby. Sorry.
Robert Wins Jr. says, responding to you, that was a fun episode.
Which one?
Episode was that?
Yes, I think trying to combine all of them together. Yeah.
Andy Nunny says done. I posted a link to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast confidential on YouTube. No,
It's nothing like that now, really.
What?
The show is not done in that way that the 20 megabytes confidential video shows. It's done pretty differently now. I don't use as many.
Have to do a new one then.
Yeah, maybe. You'll have to do a new one.
Oh, come on. As if I've got time to do stuff like that.
You have time.
Do I? Carry on.
Robert Wentz Jr. says, happy 500th podcast. Congratulations.
Thank you, Robert.
What?
I said, thank you, Robert.
Joshua Dyball says, congratulations on your 500th episode. It's always a pleasure listening to your reviews and Kirby's occasional interjections.
Occasional?
Parentheses, pearls of wisdom. You've had
Did
a
you
great
write this
team
one,
over
Kirby?
Excuse me?
Did you write this one?
Yeah.
No. He continues, you've had a great team over the years, past and present, and made me chuckle frequently. Let the journey continue. Mm. We all change when you think about it. We're all different people all through our lives, and that's okay. That's good. You've got to keep moving as so long as you remember all the people that you used to be.
That's a Doctor Who quote.
Billy Kirkbright said, sent.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Billy.
Lori Nix, too sleepy to write anything, so I rambled for 3 minutes.
Ooh, and you'll should we play that?
You'll have to play that.
I'll do that now. If I can get it to play. Bear with, sorry, Laurie, the volume's automatically off, so I'm going to turn it off and then play it from the beginning. Here we go.
Good morning. You know, I really should be sleeping.
Yeah.
But I knew there was something important I was supposed to be doing on a Sunday. And for the life of me, I cannot remember what that was. I think... I think... let's see... Screaming uncontrollably into the void. Mm-hmm. No, I already did that at 3 a.m. Cutting carrot tops for the pickles.
Oh. Yeah.
She guinea pig.
We'll do that later. Sure we will.
And wishing a happy anniversary / 500th episode to... the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, and trying to recall just any memory about this show /podcast / Facebook thingy, and I can't remember what I ate for dinner last night, but I can't remember what I drank. Anyway, I was looking for a Doctor Who podcast. I'd been through most of them, that was going to do a rewatch of the classic series.
Ooh.
So I stumbled across this odd little show where the host was so mean.
What?
So dictatorial.
What?
So downright rude to the other people on the podcast that I was appalled. Get fascinated. And then I listened to another episode and another and realized what a saint this man was.
Oh, that's what we're after.
To put up with the nonsense that he had to put up with every week and to make some kind of quizzy thing, whatever those are, I can't remember. So, happy anniversary. I can't remember much else, except I remember I had a fever dream once about somebody sitting in their back garden in a purple bathrobe.
Oh, God.
It was really eye-opening. And
it was robe-opening,
then there
too.
Was another part of the dream, or maybe a different dream, where somebody else was wearing... this sort of Rod Stewart fright wig. And I don't know, Missy, but
we could combine those two episodes and make them real. I would be on the first plane over to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, come over anyway.
Later. Come and see us, or we'll come into you anyway.
Laurie, oh, thank you so much, Laurie. That was lovely.
Thank you, Laurie.
Right. Oh, my God, Kirby.
See, I told you that was great.
It was. Oh, you've listened to it. You love your spoilers, don't you?
She posted
yes.
it on Facebook.
It's been on Facebook for a couple hours.
Oh, right. I don't pay attention. I don't like spoilers. I like like Ben's song. I wanted to listen to it first time tonight, but he sort of asked me to listen to it to start off with. So that was special. Right then, go on, Kirby. You've done one of your... He's the statistician of the show. See, I said that. I haven't been drinking anything. I should have...
And also, while you guys were talking about 15, 20 minutes ago, I counted up how many of the 500 episodes I've been on. I've been on 415.
Yeah, before you say anything else, but I've just realised, because when I did my post, I was trying to post everybody who'd been a previous presenter on the show, which I did off the Podbean credits page, and Matthew Kressel was not credited. So sorry, Matthew.
Aww.
Carry on.
I did message him to see if he would come on for any time at all, but nope. Okay, Brandon Moore says... What about Nicholas Knox?
Hang on. Where's that one?
Yeah, what about Nicholas Knox?
Oh, you're talking about the live feed now. You're trying to do my bit.
No.
No,
it's no. He's responded to my statistics thing.
Oh, okay. Well, do the statistics thing.
Oh, you want me to do that whole
thing? I built it up and then you skip past it.
Okay, this is an incomplete... An incomplete list of 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast milestones.
Right.
Ben joined the podcast on episode 34 in December of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's quite early.
Wow.
God, I've given up 11 years of my life for this.
On and off, yes.
I was first on episode 46.
Mm.
I'm not sure if that was a recording or if that was when Master decided to get on one morning and said he had nobody... present on
you
a
didn't
Monday
do a recording, Kirby. That was your first time we heard your voice was live on the show.
Yeah.
Was it him going, hang on.
Better than being dead.
And you wanted someone to talk to. Oh.
So often the case in Adam's life.
That was on Pi Day of 2011.
Pi Day, cool.
Yeah, 3/14.
All right.
March
14th. Auspicious time.
Yeah.
Robert's first was episode 50 in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Reese, episode 76 in September of 2011. Mary, July of 2012.
Wow, that's really much earlier than I expected it to be fair, but yeah.
And she'd been doing written feedback for a long time.
And audio. It was the audio feedback that got me hooked.
Matthew first appeared with a Chicago TARDIS recording on episode 140, but then he joined just a couple of episodes later.
Excellent.
Debbie since April of 2014 on episode 217.
Still quite a long time, Deb. That's 7 years.
Andy in episode 256 in February of 2015.
Yeah.
Kirsty fairly recently, just a year ago.
Yeah.
Episode 455.
Yep. Yeah.
And then some milestones, interviews, and other things. Alistair Pearson, episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Briggs, episode 17. First of many, many appearances by Toby Hidoki. Hey, Doug. episode 44, quite appropriate because it was Nicholas Courtney tribute.
Yeah.
February 2011. Andrew Cartmell's first appearance is episode 47
mm-hmm.
In March 2011. Surprise! It's Louise Jameson.
I've just gotten out of hospital. I couldn't make it for the episode.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd only just caught out, hadn't you?
You made it for the second one, though, didn't you?
I know, yeah.
So
episode 96 in January of 2012. Andrew Smith's first joining us on episode 99. Also February 2012, Fraser for episode 100.
I think I joined you guys for that.
I can't remember.
I'd have to go over to the spreadsheet. I don't have the spreadsheet.
Yeah, well, don't you?
I'm reading this.
Okay, that'll do.
Yeah.
Roman and Paul from Russia.
Yeah.
Joined.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, I had forgotten it, so glad you mentioned that one.
Episode 109. Adam's Cramp.
Famous episode.
Adam's Cramp, yeah.
Good, I never forget that one.
July of 2012.
That's unforgettable.
Daphne's first appearance was episode 151. I'm only putting first appearance.
Yeah, that's fine, yes, that's good.
The YouTube episode 160 in 2013. And our very first... from a convention.
I remember that.
Matthew and myself by echoing pool because we weren't even sure we were going to be able to do it, but Bonnie said, "Oh, go ahead."
Excellent.
And
thank
we
you,
got
Bonnie.
A few. We got Caitlin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On and a few other people.
Oh, actually, people I can. You said about Caitlin. I did ask her to come on this show, but she was busy. But her mum didn't say no. She says,
"Hi, I'm Caitlin Blackwood, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast."
Thank you, Caitlin. Carry on.
Sylvester, episode 227 in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately followed the next week by Nabil.
Oh, I might have a Nabil sound here somewhere.
I hope.
Here it is.
This is Nabil Shaban, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
He's good
love fun. Him. He's so good on Facebook. He's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. We started the journey with episode 251 in January of 2015.
Yes.
Bloody
hell.
Wow.
We had Ellis George on for episode 259. No,
Ellis is here.
My name's Ellis George, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
There we go. Thank you, Ellis.
Let's see. In 2015, what's this? Andy falls asleep.
Sleep. Oh goodness me, really?
And I also noted that he'd only been. This is his 10th episode after he joined the podcast.
Yep. Start as you mean to go on.
Had Colin on episode 303.
Oh, Colin's here.
Hello there. This is Colin Baker, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. And doesn't make... I'll do it again.
Makes me
love that's
that
one of the best answers. I'll do it again.
Oh, dear. Yeah, go on.
the ConGT live cock-up.
Oh God!
Oh, that was legendary, but very annoying.
But that's when we had Sophie. She's so nice.
Yes. Tempers were very, very, very strained.
Well, I had shifted. God. I was in a different time zone, and on the weekend that we changed times.
Yeah.
So I was completely confused.
Confused.
Peter Davison joined us on episode 345 in June 2017.
This is Peter Davison, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
No, thank you, Peter. Carry on.
Island Con, episode 389.
Yes.
That was all right, wasn't it? I liked the Island Con.
Sophie was on that one.
John Davey, episode 443.
Well, John is here somewhere, but I can't find him.
The end of the quiz.
The end of the quiz.
11 months ago.
Yeah. Jessica.
And Jessica Martin in episode 473.
Oh, here she is.
Hi, this is Jessica Martin, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Thank you, Jessica. I did miss a few other people.
Absolutely lovely. I absolutely loved her.
Yes.
Just to run by a few of the ones that we missed, of course, you mentioned Andrew Cartmell.
This is Andrew Cartmell, and you are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Andrew Smith.
Hi, I'm Andrew Smith, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Fraser Hines.
Hi, this is Fraser Hines, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
This is Daphne Ashbrook, and you are listening to 20 Megabyte podcast. Don't miss it.
You get the name right.
So God's close.
Sake.
So
this
close.
This is Vanessa Mackay, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah. That's everybody that I've just closed the window down. It's rather wrong. I didn't want to. Thank you, Kirby. That's really good. Round of applause. Applause for Kirby.
Yay, Kirby.
Adam, I need to ask you. Adam, I've got to ask you. After those little clips you've played, is there anyone that you haven't had on the show who you would have liked to have had on the show, who you'd have liked to have done you a drop like that.
Well, I should have got Nicholas Briggs to do one in the early days.
Okay, hold on. After just listening to them, right, and after my 20 years of professional broadcasting, let me see if I can nail this in one. Hold on.
God, here we go.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Briggs, and you're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
I reckon you should probably do Sophie Aldred.
Hello, my name is Sophie Aldred, and you, yes you, are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Aww. That's pretty good, Ben. Well done.
Just like her, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just like her.
Impressive.
You were great. Did you do that?
I've been working on that impression for a long time.
Anyway, yes, sorry, Kirby, yes, you then went on to say, what about Nicholas Nawkes?
Right. And then, well, that was Brandon who said
yes,
that.
Thank you, Brandon.
And then I responded, I didn't make a note about when that happened. As I said, this is an incomplete list. Andy Nunny says, loads of celebs, Adam's cramp, and will I ever be allowed to
never.
No. I wish I could find a clip of it from it. I know we had it on the 300th episode, but
I think it was the way. I think it was you, Adam, when you find we were all sort of sat around being really like, is he asleep? And you went, Andy.
Like no, the funniest thing for me, Debbie, was when
your pupil in class.
The funniest thing for me, Debbie, is when we said, is someone snoring? And he said, no one's snoring. And a few seconds later, he started snoring again, and then he couldn't be woken. But obviously, it's normally what the listeners do the show anyway, so sure, you can't really hold it against him.
Is someone snoring? That was unbelievably funny, though.
So now we've got to move on to my request, Kirby.
Well, no. There's more.
There's more. Okay.
Yeah.
It keeps happening.
Okay.
Brandon said 2 minutes ago, you made a mistake, Kirby.
Oh.
And I asked him explain.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Nunny said, Kirby not being pedantic, never. No. Brandon said, maybe I won't tell you and it'll drive you mad. Yes. Dave Cooper. Happy 500th podcast all.
Thank you, Dave.
Someone named Robert Haynes just posted happy 500. Wow. Okay, so over to you, and then
you can do mine, because I've got loads of other stuff to do, you know. I'm going to go and close the curtains.
Maybe we should have someone. Well, okay, fine.
You're so good at it, Kirby.
Ben Shoveler, 500. I remember doing number 498.
And seriously, that is all I can remember.
Andy Nunny says, I don't remember much, to which Billy Kirkbright laughs. Alan T. Butcher, next week, the dawn of the second half millennium of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Get that in a song, Ben.
We get out of the way.
Yeah.
Adam responds, I would be very surprised if we get anywhere near 1,000 episodes, but I admire your optimism. Someone named Robert Haynes says, never say never.
Never.
Yeah, that's what Adam said. Paul Wilson, I'm happy to give you some of my dulcet tones tomorrow evening if you want me. You respond, that would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a bunch of back and forth of...
yeah, ignore the backwards and forwards.
Yeah, well, I'm ignoring that.
Thank you.
Christian of... What is his podcast called? I forget.
Something about the Traveling TARDIS or something, was it?
Yeah. That's right. Says congratulations. Laurie Nix, what episode are you reviewing? Alan T. Butcher, the previous 499 episodes of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Mm.
Debbie says to Lori, we'd like memories from any who deign to listen.
Mm.
Lori says, then I will drop in and not have to rationalize why I didn't do my homework. Yay! Alan says, excellent that you have your 499 memories ready, Lori. She says, I have a certain memory of a fellow sitting in his backyard.
Oh.
My eyesight has never quite recovered. Andy says, who might that be? Lori says, not sure, but I immediately proposed. Robert Wins Jr., happy 500th episode. Congratulations to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. And he has a GIF or GIF, however you want to pronounce it, of the Fairly Odd Parents. And he says, now if we can stay awake, right, Andy? Andy responds, am I ever going to live that down?
Nope.
No, never. Brandon says, exciting times.
Well, I won't go quite go that far, Brandon, to be fair, but thanks anyway.
Billy Kirkbright, well done. Ben says he did something rather special.
Yeah, he turned up on time. That's quite
perfect. Yes, that's pretty, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirby, for a reasonably successful link on the show. Right then, so we've got four messages from Ben with various different recordings of a certain tune, which...
play them all! No.
Have we got the acoustic version as well? Cool.
Okay. All right, but we have got a certain Mr. Nunny. Hope he can stay awake for this particular recording. Let's hope it downloads properly as well, otherwise it'll be... Oh, it has downloaded, that's right, there we go. Downloads folder. Hang on, why is my dog making stupid noises? Here we go.
Well, good evening, 20 Megabytes. Andy Lennon here. It's quarter past seven on Saturday evening. I'm sitting at the PC with a glass of white wine. The lovely dawn's out in the lash with the mates in London. Thought we'd get to some dinner, and I thought I'd just, as requested by Master, to come back with some reminiscences of the 500 editions, well, 499 so far, I guess, of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andy.
I came to the part...
Hello, my name is Sophie Aldred, and you...
Sorry. Sorry, that went a bit wrong. That went wrong because I had another window open.
Well...
Let's move on a bit, sorry.
The lovely dawn's out in the lash with the mates in London. Thought we'd get to some dinner, and I thought I'd just, as requested by Master, to come back with some reminiscences of the 500 editions, well, 499 so far, I guess, of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I came to the party, probably about 20 or 30 years old. I would listen in the gym, I would listen on the train, even sometimes listen while I was out running. So it's actually, you know, combining two of my things, trying to look after myself, which is increasingly difficult as I get older, but also for love of Doctor Who. And, when I first started listening, it was Adam, it was Alicia, I think Ben was on it then. Other people came abroad, this Kirby materialised, and with pedantry. There was Mary with her slight air of bewilderment, but also able to bring people to strongly up with a very sharp word at times, so good for you, Mary. Yeah. There was Debbie, who somehow kept the whole house in order. Reese with his, he was about 13 or 14 when he first started joining, an overwhelming enthusiasm. It's great, you know, from somebody old and cynical to see somebody who's kind of quite, you know, enjoys it from quite a young age. And of course, we both became fathers about the same time as well. Robert, bringing an Australian view to it, though never got the Australian accent, did he? But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed listening. I would join in with the quizzes sometimes. I would scream at these, not literally scream at it, because I'm in the middle of a train that's in the rush hour and you start screaming, you're probably going to be locked up. But yeah, some of the answers, I think it's so blooming obvious what some of the answers to the quizzes were. There was Adam's perpetual frustration about the fact that nobody actually would ever do what he told, me included. I listened for a couple of hundred, then I was privileged enough to happen to be around when they're saying, can somebody join? And I joined and did for about 3-4 years, I guess, I joined before, just things happened and I wasn't able to do it, so wouldn't have to do it with Storm again, but no hard feelings there, Master, anyway. But, being presenter, being part of the club was good fun. You know, the number of times I won the quiz, running around the landing, cheering and putting on Facebook, I'd won the quiz. Some of the guests they've got there as well. I mean, it's interesting, the access that a fandom does have does allow for you, having been someone who's done a lot of AV work conventions. I've got a lot more trust with a lot of people. And that's really what's great about fandom. And in a way, being part of the 20 Megabyte family, if I can call it that, Adam. I was part of a bigger family. You know, I've met the Staggerers, Tim Drury, there's Joe and Wynne, there's Siobhan. There's a lot of people I've got to meet. through podcasts, and the 20 Megabyte podcast was the first Doctor Who podcast I listened to.
Hey.
And yeah, I mean, I've now made Facebook friends on there. I've actually met three of the presenters. Yes, I've met Debbie, Adam, and of course I've met Robert. In fact, I've met Robert and Billy as well. And yeah, Billy's actually been in my back garden, and we won't talk about my back garden and my dressing gown. Thank you very much, Adam, or anybody else. But yeah, it's been like being part of a big family, and like most families, we do have arguments. We all knock around well, we all do different things, we all enjoy it. And it's something we do get a lot of pleasure out of. And I think back, you know, I said I reckon I must have done 4 years on the podcast, perhaps maybe three, but something like that. And I never knew that Kirby has this great love of cricket, you know, so that's good to know that. And I just did wonder, I wonder how people remember me. I mean, will people remember me for my incisive views on Doctor Who? Or perhaps my rapier-like wit, they might remember me for that. But who am I kidding? They're going to remember me for my bloody snoring. You see, yeah.
That's Andy Nunny, everybody. Yeah, so he actually did the impromptu mention, so therefore we have to play this theme tune. What else do we have? I see what people have been saying on the live feed. I just want to say, I mentioned Tim, because he's been on there. Well, there's all sorts of stuff coming up. Right, we've got... Tim says, I hear you're 500 years old. That must be why Adam is bald. I'm bald because I used to have full of head of hair when I started this show. It's Kirby that's caused all this falling out. Laurie Nix, don't drink absinthe. Absinthe, kids. And Alan T. Butcher, what are Kirby's vital statistics? Neil James, happy 500th birthday, you beautiful bunch. Oh, thank you. I'm much more sober than last week. Thanks for doing such a fun podcast. And then Neil says, again, and thanks for Nicholas Norks. Well, I can't be, you know, it's nothing to do with me. I mean,
no, it's not.
Nicholas' parents probably got something to do with that.
I think if anyone can take credit for that, it should be someone else because I've disowned it.
You've disowned it?
Yeah, due to political correctness. I've seen the error of my ways, and much like an England cricketer, regret my past actions on social media.
Not.
Yeah, okay. Lillian Robin said, wait, your feedback says you are having some white wine. Who is having white wine? I'm not having white wine. Not yet, anyway. I've got a bottle of Morgan Spiced in the... Oh, Andy, sorry. And then replying to Laurie, Lillian says, wait, your feedback... I've done that one. Brandon Moore says, Andy's gone all Aldred.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes ago when you played Sophie's.
Yeah, no, that's right. Thank you. And then Lillian says, bring back the quiz. I'd love to bring back the quiz to a certain degree, but I also want to keep Mary on the show. But ironically, she hasn't been on it for the last few weeks. We could have done the quiz and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the... email and see what we've got coming in. Terry Miles says, happy 500th episode, Adam. Well, who'd thought of it? 500 episodes of the 20 Megabyte Doc 2 podcast, which has a Facebook group that you can join. Well done, Adam. Like the Doctor, you have had a few companions on the way. That's true. Some may have fallen by the wayside, but you have soldiered on. Yes, that's a great way of putting it. Soldiered on. Well done, he says. I started listening at around number 25 and found it so enjoyable. You can get ointment for that, by the way, Terry. so enjoyable that I then downloaded all the previous ones from the first episode onwards, then listened to them when stuck on the M25 and the usual
queues of traffic. I know somebody's done that too.
Or when working at customers. Funny moments I recall are pizza! That's what she said.
Yeah.
Andy snoring during the link when Kirby was doing a live podcast from the convention. The surprise interview with Louise Jameson was brilliant. We always enjoy Sunday evenings watching you battle your way through a story whilst being constantly interrupted by interesting, in inverted commas, facts. And controlling yourself, try not to shout, attracting Alpha Debbie's wrath. Looking forward to the completion of the current journey. Yeah, so
it's never going to end.
That means I can have a rest. And stay safe and well, Linda and Terry Miles, holidaying on the sunny Isle of Wight. Are you? When? Oh. Hey, hang on, Linda and Terry Mars. Don't come to the Isle of Wight and don't let me tell us you're here. Yeah. We're talking
we're
about
only 2 minutes away, according to Kirby.
Talking about the Alpha Debbie thing. I tell you what, in some ways, I quite like it when she glares at me. I know it's a bit weird, but I quite like it when it's scary and exciting at the same time. She opens the door up, and does those eyes, and then closes it. Love it. Right. Well, we were talking about a certain Australian Brit.
Her getting a bit Master. Drunk on the 300.
Yes, Kirby.
Master.
Yes, Kirby.
I need to interrupt you.
I was speaking as well, so sorry about that, guys.
Well, actually, I do have something to say. There's been another response to my list of things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's from Lillian.
Yes.
Saying, bring back the quiz.
No!
Yeah, but like I say, you got to weigh up the pros and cons. It's a quiz or Mary. What can you say? Right then.
Quiz and Mary.
Congratulations to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This wonderful, slick, polished production of audible pleasure. Yes, absolutely. I first started listening to the podcast in March of 2014. And since that time, I've listened to almost every episode.
Almost.
It's been a great journey, it has, and happy days, honestly. It's nice to get with the community and feel like you're part of that community. And through it, you gain many friends. And honestly, fandom is a wonderful thing. It really is. And I've gained many friends through this wonderful podcast I have. And great stuff, honestly. A few memories come to mind, and that has to be, I think it would be remiss of me not to mention how Andy Nunney fell asleep at the microphone, started to snore into the microphone, and great stuff.
Already.
And Kirby, your pedanticness is off the scale.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone with such dedication to Doctor Who as you.
No.
You live, you breathe, you sleep, you eat
pedantism.
Doctor Who, or you seem to. Okay. And I don't think the podcast would be the same without you.
It wouldn't.
There's a certain endearing quality to your pedanticness, Kirby. And thank you for your contribution, okay? Yeah, but I think the highlight for me, really, in relation to the podcast, will be that lovely weekend in 2019, in August, where I got to attend FanTC Con. And look, if it weren't for the podcast, I would not have known about that convention. And I would not have got to meet the likes of John Leeson, Colin Baker, Christopher Ryan, Rosa, the lady who played Rosa in The Next Doctor, whose name I do know,
Rosita.
But I'm likely to mess it up.
It was Rosita, Billy.
With my pronunciation of it, but you all know who I mean, okay?
Valile
and of course, Josh Herdman, Robert Sherman, and a number of others as well.
Yes.
That was a great weekend, it was. And on that weekend, it was nice to catch up with Adam Pearson, Debbie Pearson, Deborah Melrose, Tom Melrose, and also Ben Shoveler, and also Alan T. Butcher on that weekend. It was a great weekend for me. So thank you to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast for that weekend. It was great, okay? It's always nice to meet people. And I've got one regret, and that is this.
You left me sick, didn't you?
I've not met the American contingency of this wonderful production, namely Mary and Kirby, okay? Had a few nights with... a few evenings with with Andy Nunney.
Oh dear.
And also the lovely Dawn and Stormy Geddon. They were great times. They were. So again, that's thanks to the podcast and great stuff. But anyhow, enough said. I want to say something, and that's this: congratulations, 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, and thank you. Take care.
Yeah, thanks for your love, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
He used to be my favourite listener until that point. I'm not being funny, but I did expect to be listed in the celebrity list that he rated off there, and then to come sixth in the Friends.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, Bill, it's over, mate. We're divorced.
Oh, Ben.
He sent me a lovely video, actually, last night, so I'm only joking.
What sort of
Bill,
lovely video?
He did send me a lovely video last night of his Doctor Who collection and the picture of us together, all together, at Fantasy Con.
I've got a couple of cherished photographs of us on stage doing the live podcast. I must have said the lady who took the pictures didn't take enough, but we have something, at least.
I agree. There wasn't enough of me.
I must be slightly disappointed that... we did, that's right. I'm not disappointed anymore. We've got this come through from a sort of a follower of the show in the early days who had a bit of a crush on Alicia. Then he had a bit of a gap, and then he came back to us.
Amy fell down to the ground. Good afternoon, 20 Megabyte Podcasters. This is Mr. M here with some feedback on the first 499 episodes of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Never heard of it.
I started listening around kind of episode 50, I think.
Wow.
And it was all right. period where I didn't send you any feedback at all. And the main reason for that was I got about a year and a half behind.
Yeah.
And they slowly caught up, and lockdown especially allowed me to kind of catch up. And I know in this situation where I find myself not having episodes to listen to, so I've been going back and listening to some of your older episodes.
Oh, thank you.
Particularly listening to where you did the run through of all of New Who. I've been listening to each episode before you review the episode of that week. And it's been really fun to go back and listen. You kind of... Despite Adam's insistence on staying on topic and Kirby's many tangents and all that kind of stuff, you end up kind of veering massively onto talking about all kinds of stuff. And so the podcast almost has like a little cultural time capsule.
It is.
Which gives them great re-listenability. I don't know if that's what
I agree. It should be buried.
Hey, I love listening to you guys, and I like sending in feedback, and I like hearing what you have to say about stuff. Speaking of which,
what computer's playing up tonight?
What? My goodness,
that was good.
This was not everything.
Addendum to last week's podcast where you were talking about looking forward to rewatching the Smith and Capaldi episodes and the Whittaker episodes. I agree a lot with your sentiments, Adam, that it would be interesting to watch those episodes again without there being the huge gaps between each series. I have probably rewatched every Matt Smith and Peter Capaldi story at least 3 times.
What?
But I haven't rewatched a single I haven't seen a single Jodie Whittaker episode more than once. Because I can't really bring myself to put myself through that ordeal again.
Oh dear.
I'm not a huge fan of Chinball and the various.
I'm not a big fan at all.
Effects that he's made on the show, but
he's worse than Moffat.
At the same time, looking forward to watching them again. Maybe with a bit of distance, it'll be easier to stomach some of the odder things. I mean, it's not even that I've disliked every episode. I've liked some episodes, but just not enough to bother rewatching them. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've disliked a lot as well. But so I'm looking forward to those days when we get to that point. And I know you said before that you're not keen on covering Torchwood and Sarah Jane Adventures in The Journey, but I would really, really like you to, because there's a lot of Torchwood and a lot of Sarah Jane Adventures, especially, that is as good, if not better, than some Doctor Who episodes. So
true.
I would be more than pleased if you were to cover those at some point. But until then, just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep watching and listening. And yeah, it's excellent stuff.
Thank you.
Kirby, in particular.
Thank you.
Is always funny for all the wrong reasons. Ben's is funny normally for being the wrong reason, and Adam just kind of somehow manages to hold it all together.
Not quite sure.
Which episode was that?
Which episode was that? Thanks, Ben.
Not any of the ones I've been on lately.
No, certainly not. Holding what together?
Flies, mainly. He does say, you know, when he meant, I would be thinking when he said about talking about Torchwood and Sarah Jane Adventures. I don't know. We do that after we've done Doctor Who, I don't know. But what I will say, we're talking about consistency in writing. You know, and when we watch Doctor Who, we get episodes that are really, really good and then really terrible nowadays. But Torchwood Series 1, most of it was absolutely superb. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Edda. Yes.
Did we ever go through them?
We did. We watched them when they went out. Yeah, we reviewed them on when they were aired. But yeah.
We kind of combined them with Doctor Who stuff.
Doctor Who stuff, eh?
When Doctor Who wasn't showing or something. Yeah.
Anyway, I know why
doing the revised Torchwood and how horrible it was.
Yes, that was a torture having to watch and review that.
The American Torchwood.
It wasn't all crap, but it was mainly crap.
Mainly crap, yes. Yeah.
Now, the reason I've just realised why the computer's doing this funny sort of interrupting, so I'm preparing audio files for the next segment, and normally the files will play on the email, which means I can then prepare the next audio file, but because I'm having to download the files, when I prepare the next audio, it plays it. So that's where the issue was. I'm sort of quite pleased that it played Brandon's right from the position where we left it, rather than with Andy's, where we had to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have more on the audio front.
Yay! Hello, 20 Minute Map Podcast. Congratulations on your 500th episode.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hello, Captain.
When I started listening to Doctor Who podcasts, there were not that many. The one I listened to was from the USA.
Mm.
I can't remember the name, and it ceased years ago. The audio quality was disappointing, and they would have about 5 minutes or more of difficulties contacting their members on Skype. After a couple of months, I gave up on them and looked for another, and found the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Yay!
This was from England, and did not have the technical
problem. What's this, the Isle of Wight? What are you on about?
At that time, the podcast was merely Adam and his daughter Alicia. Adam would get exasperated at Alicia's teenage behaviour and exaggerate his annoyance for comic effect.
No, it wasn't exaggerated.
I found this amusing. I sent in an email, which was read out at the end of episode 66. I later got a headset and sent in audio feedback. I have sent in over 400 of those.
Wow.
Wow.
I then got a proper microphone. The podcast has had several celebrity guests over the years. The one I remember best is Louise Jameson. The other members of the podcast were unprepared, but professional broadcaster Ben Shoveler took interviewing her in the square. My feedback tends to be short. And is recorded in less than a couple of hours of the episode beginning. It is now 6:47 p.m. I like to have puns or jokes in my feedback, but I've not thought of any in recent weeks. I think the best was, you rarely see the various doctors eating, although two of them were bakers.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Bye for now.
Thank you, Ian. Oh, lovely, everybody.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Right, I have some blurb.
Since Ian just gave me a little bit of something of a statistic, I just went into the spreadsheet and added that on episode 66 was the first Ian Kirk written feedback.
I thought you might be doing that.
That happens to be a standalone episode where we reviewed Torchwood Miracle Day, episode 1.
Oh, well, there you go. Isn't that curious that we just talked about the Torchwood thing?
Yes.
There you go. Coincidental. Right then. What else was I going to... I'm going to look on the... the live feed, see if anything else is being said.
Bear left, frog right.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Well, we've got Terry Miles says it's a long way from freshwater to cows. 13 miles. Hey, you say you're here now? It's not a long way. I was in freshwater yesterday. Naughty Terry. Brandon Moore says famine is a wonderful thing. Question mark, question mark. And then he said, I'll tell Kirby what his mistake was after you've played my feedback. Oh, right, okay.
Okay, what was it? What was it? Come on.
Lillian Robbins said, 15.5 miles. It's 30 minutes. Not if you drive through Borchwood and you haven't got cyclists in front of you. And Terry Miles said, Lillian Robin, I usually do it in 15 minutes. They have a nice Marks and Spencer there, I hear.
Is someone using a hairdryer?
What's going on?
What's that?
It's a strange noise, isn't it?
Sounded like someone using a hairdryer.
Maybe somebody's having a shave
probably
or something.
Me.
What were you doing?
My computer's having more of a funny 5 minutes than yours is. I had to reset a few things.
Do you know, I thought it was you getting excited because I've just sent you a certain bit of feedback from
Master.
A certain Bitch. Counselor.
Master.
Bloody hell.
Kirby. Kirby.
That weird noise coming from Ben's computer reminded me of, remember the old days when your audio would start getting real funky after a certain number of minutes, and you'd have to drop out of the call and come back in.
Oh yes, the audio.
I can tell you from Kirby's description that what you heard was my external sound card turning off and on again.
Well, Brandon Moore says, Kirby, you've got one of the episode numbers wrong. I'm in your list. I don't know which one he's talking about.
Which one?
I'm sure he was going to tell you. After Ben has dictated, Councillor Alan T.
Labour Councillor.
Right, hold on.
Labour Councillor, thank you.
Now, I haven't done the professional thing and read this through first, so this is going
that,
to be...
That makes it more fun than
reading it live.
You think we professionals do that?
Debbie. Yes. Okay. It comes out of cows or a well-deserved pat on the back for 500 episodes. Dear
cows?
20 what? Megabiters, cows and pat on the back. It's a joke
cow
about being cracked on by a animal. It's a labour joke. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is, of course, a closely studied and scripted performance art piece enacted so far over maybe at least 700 hours. Kirby will tell us the actual running time. He has a spreadsheet, you know. As a nascent medium, this form was proved by the founders, Alicia and Adam, in the roles of long-suffering daughter and grumpy father.
I think it's the other way around, actually.
First story arc in their journeys to their roles of podcaster saboteur and sympathetic father. The character Ben... Oh, hold on. Now I'm interested. I haven't seen what he's going to say yet, so this is going to be a shock to me too. The character Ben joined early with his excellent performance as a man who's wrong about everything that can be funny. Do you know, I described my daughter in her birthday card today as someone who is constantly getting ready but always late. I do like that. Thank you, Anne. In a brilliant, subtle reference to his views, his surname was established as Shoveler. Andy Nunney's Andy Nunney's triumphant episode where his character fell asleep while actually presenting will always be a legendary high point from the show's satirical writers and performers alike. Izzy's gravitational report on Amy Pond's Reese's excuses, Robert's reasonableness, Matthew's erectitudeness, the writers are even better than those on Neighbours. The most two prolific narrators, Debbie and Mary, are of course key to my memories of submission of my submissions. They provide contrasting approaches to my feedback and are of course reckless, fast, funny, and measured, precise, funny. It
was funny twice. It's good.
I know you got funny like twice. I think I've only got funny once, so he's slipping down in my views. Anyway, where did we get to funny? Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I like the interest, reckless.
Interest picks up once more. Even Ben has come back, and this time occasionally speaks worthwhile views. Oh, even better, by reading my feedback.
Oh, God.
There's a lot more to come. Us contributors, too many to mention, everyone but we have our input. For example, I bring the close study, Laurie brings an edge, the Millses always go the Miles distance. Always go the distance. And with Lillian around, of course, we all know the show has legs. I have had to leave until last to try to get him to interrupt. The man I consider my brother from another continent, Kirby. Even though, as one of the few you whose real identity has been uncovered, of course, he is really the Honourable Aubrey Waite, proprietor of a boutique shop, Kirby of Cows, and not from the suburb just outside Atlanta, Georgia, after all. Just to break off from that, Kirby, did you know Michael Stipe write any of REM? Because they came from Atlanta, Georgia.
No.
Oh, that was a quick answer.
And also very disappointing. I'll continue.
There'll be a
fact here. Well, I hope there would be. It should be noted that whilst some might say, no, he's done it wrong. He's done his own feedback wrong.
You have to edit this sometimes, but not badly.
No, but he's put, it should be noted that whilst some might suggest, but yes. Normally it should be noted that whilst some might say, he's done his own thing wrong. It should be noted that whilst some might suggest that bringing on... He's right, I am funny. I'm joking. It should be noted that whilst some might suggest that bringing on experienced podcasters... obviously, you didn't say professional like Ben. Experienced podcasters like Kirsty and Paul is not in keeping with the feigned uncut chaos of the show and is a bit like stunned casting. I'm really glad I read those last two words the way around. no star sting. I have to say there is nothing wrong with the being of the Beryl Reeds of the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. We also learn that Adam and Debbie and Debbie and Tom and Isla and Alicia and Izzy and Billy Kirkbratt are all great people to meet on the Isle of Wight, an island which is just as small as Kirby claims, after all. There was the time I arrived in Cowes, and sure enough, after 3 minutes walking down a road, Adam just happened to drive by and gave me a lift to wherever.
That was terrific.
Several feet further on. And of course, so is Andy Nunney. When met in London or Crawley, where he does, I can confirm, usually you manage to stay awake. All in all, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast is a classically formatted podcast distinguished by the multifarious extended family which constitutes its presenters and contributors from all corners of the world. Adam makes an Orgulus. Orgulu. Adam looks like an ogre ringmaster, and whilst the cast may change in the ebb and flow of the years, and some may get stuck in a time eddy from time to time, the whole, and this podcast is nothing if not a whole, is always entertaining. This podcast is always one episode too short because I look forward to the next one.
Aww.
Next up, Adam Pearson and another 500 episodes of Debbie's Prime Nightmare.
Yes.
Those are my thoughts. Labour councillor, sir, lord and mighty, king of the world, and certainly the second best thing on this show this evening after my song, Alan T. Butcher, ladies and gentlemen. I give him a
well, well done, Alan. Now I've got to wipe my eyes because I'm crying too much. Oh, good grief.
That was brilliant. That was absolutely fantastic. That must have taken him a long time to put together. Very funny. And yeah, he's just below Billy now in my who I like on this. I mean, I've mentioned a bit, but you know, I mean, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Lillian Robin says, oh, thank you, Alan. So there you go. All right, then. We haven't heard from Debbie Melrose, who joined the show about a quarter of the way through, what her resounding memories of the show are.
Probably hanging my head and trying not to laugh too loud.
Well, that's never going to happen, is it?
No, true. More than anything, it's opened up a lot of different directions for me in... obviously, I came to the podcast just as someone who just has always watched Doctor Who, but not really obsessed over it, but always remembered the stories and really enjoyed it. And it's brought back for me the fact that I was addicted to it when I was a kid, when I was small. And to be able to talk about it freely and happily without somebody telling me off for being a nerd or a geek is really, really nice. So I always seem to be the odd one out, because obviously I did a lot of finished my higher education whilst there was no Doctor Who on, but I was making reference to it and things, and eventually I had to stop because people didn't understand. And that sounds so sad. So when Adam realised that I had the TARDIS as my text message when I started work at the co-op, and he said, do you want to come on this podcast? I was very hesitant at first because, you know, I didn't want to embarrass myself and be silly. And now I've been embarrassing myself for about 7 years now.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 11 years. So welcome to the club.
For me, it's opened up friendships, and I would never have gone, probably never have got up to London to go to the festival, and that was absolutely amazing. And thank you still for the lift and everything. And it's made me fall in love with the fact that I'm a geek again, and it's really just I've forgiven myself for being who I am. Which sounds really deep and meaningful, but I always hid it because it was just easier. Yeah. But now it's like, embrace the geek. I am a geek. My house is full of it. It's everything. Good. Everything's back.
The
everything
way it should
is on
be.
Walls. Everything is where it should be, much to my husband's chagrin, obviously. But he likes nice, clean lines, and it's got Doctor Who everywhere.
Good.
Well, it's in a Doctor Who or weaponry, so there's quite a lot of axes and swords. There's a lot of Doctor Who as well, so yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice one, Deb. Robert, now you joined the show quite early on, then decided to you could be bothered to do it for a few years, and then came back again.
Yes, I'm glad that I did. Sure. But like somebody else was saying, I think this was the first Doctor Who podcast that I listened to and stuck with. Mm-hmm. And it always made me laugh, and much to my wife's annoyance that I'd be listening to it in bed and be laughing. But, met lots of, I mean,
I'm
made
not
lots of nice friends.
In bed because of that.
Mm. I listened to it in the car.
Don't blame you. But yeah, it never ceases to make me laugh, and
it ceases to make me laugh either. Not necessarily for the right reasons.
But my face is so sore from laughing. Ow! Yeah, it's been nice, and all I've just got is great memories, and it's I just love having a laugh, and you guys are so funny. And
well, thank you.
You guys are my friends. There you go.
Yeah.
What? I don't remember that being part of the arrangement.
No, it's just happened. Sorry.
But, you know, and also to meet, you know, I met Andy and I met Billy and, you know.
Met Reese once, didn't you?
If not. Sorry?
Did you meet Reese?
No, I haven't met
Reese.
Isn't
that ironic, though?
Sydney. I mean, Melbourne and.
those right next to each other.
Yeah. Billy, he lives next door, too.
Big from coast to coast. It's a bit bigger than the Isle of Wight.
No, bit. Still an island.
Yeah. How many Isle of Wights can you fit into Australia? Probably about a million.
Lots, yeah. Mm. I live in the biggest state as well, so.
What about you then, Kirby? I thought you finished.
He's finished. Not finished yet.
Sorry, Robert. Carry
I was just going to say, yeah, it's been nice to. Get to know everybody as well. People have been saying, it's like a family, and it is. You know, we keep an eye and ear out for what people are up to and how they're doing and things like that. So yeah.
And we all hope that Mary's okay because she's got the builders in, and that's not a euphemism.
Great timing, Mary.
Glad you clarified that.
Is that it?
Ching!
Yep.
Well, thank you, Robert. Kirby, if you have said some of your favourite memories of the show, I'm afraid I've forgotten them. So I'm sure you've got some more.
He listed the list, but he hasn't done his personal.
Oh, yes, you haven't done. You had a list, but now you've got to just see if you can do something off the top of your head. You've probably got it written down anyway, knowing you.
No, I never write anything down.
What?
No, you do.
I do make a few notes every week.
But I mostly
just wing it.
Yeah,
I have to give up on doing my notes.
Only person to admit ever cheating at the quiz only occasionally writes things down, yeah.
God bless Wikipedia!
Well, Adam, I want to thank you.
Yeah,
11 years ago, I was so shy that I could not get in front of even a small gathering of people at work to make a presentation. I hated getting on the phone to make phone calls. And I was extremely shy. When I would go to conventions, I would hardly talk to anybody. And somehow I'm not like that anymore, and it's all because I've been on this podcast.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's lovely, Kirby. That's really nice.
That's really nice. That it's helped. It's been such a confidence boost.
I mean, when I just started talking to you guys, talking to all of you, my friends, it's just. And talking about something that I knew a little bit about.
Only a little bit?
What about?
Wow.
Yes.
Your brain's humongous.
I didn't
think you walk around your filing in your brain palace or whatever. How?
I stopped watching Doctor Who regularly in around 1982. Mm-hmm. It didn't come back to it until when the new Who started.
Really?
Yeah. And actually, it was a little bit before that because I started renting the discs from Netflix. Classic Who that I had not seen, and discovered that
I still
love.
You still got one story you haven't seen. Have you seen that, Ryan?
What?
Have you still got one story you haven't seen?
Oh, yeah, there's one story I still have not seen.
Which is what?
The Wheel in Space.
Is that because you weren't on the show when we did that one?
I was not on the show.
Busy. You were really busy that week.
I don't remember what it was, but I couldn't make it, and I still need to watch it. Maybe they could do a anime reconstruction. That'd be
More interesting. Yeah. Aren't
I'm surprised they haven't actually, to be fair.
I thought they were doing that.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're doing that one, which maybe that's when I'll finally watch it, because the
Web of Fear
recons, the recons are really hard to get through.
I'm looking forward to Web of Fear. That's
good. Yeah, you've reminded me now. I need to get all these DVDs because I haven't actually watched them. I think I got Power of the Daleks, and I think I watched that one. But there's a few others that we did review in the
Fury
old way.
Fury from the Deep, they ruined the animation in that.
Yeah, but we have reviewed Reconstructions, which was really difficult to do anyway. But now they've actually made the Reconstructions easier by doing these animations.
We've had like, episodes where, you know, a couple of stories where there's only been a couple of episodes that they've salvaged. And yeah, shame. But I just wish the animation was just that little bit better.
Yeah.
Anyway, when podcasting started in, well, around 2005 is when it started taking off, I found out about podcasting and started looking for podcasts which were about my favorite subjects. And those two subjects were Doctor Who, because I'd started rewatching the classic, and Walt Disney stuff, mainly Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
Theme parks.
Mm. Yes, theme parks. And I hardly ever listen to any any theme parks podcasts anymore.
Wow.
And actually, I don't listen to many Doctor Who podcasts anymore.
You don't even mention this one.
Well, part of that is for the past year, I have no commute. And I used to listen to my podcast on my commute. Anyway, I started listening to the regular podcasts, and it was all due to a certain Reese Barden.
Yeah, because he had his own show, didn't he?
To boost your podcast.
Yeah.
Over on, who was it?
Who is the Man?
Who is the Man podcast?
No.
No? Staggering Stories?
You know, Reese used to...
Ah, I remember, Reese, yeah. The other
Reese
podcast,
used to be
podcast
on every podcast.
He did. He was on ours.
And he mentioned this father and daughter Doctor Who podcast. And so I immediately started listening, and I caught up quickly. I sent you emails saying, oh, this episode's no longer on the server. Can you do something about that?
Oh, right. Yeah, that happens all the time. I've still got all the original edits and stuff, so if anything drops out, I can always bung them back on again.
And just got hooked because my daughters were, at the time, were all Doctor Who fans as well. Now only Fred is. The other two couldn't be bothered.
Oh, what happened? Chibnall happened.
Yeah. No, probably Moffat.
Well, for Julia, the geek daughter, Capaldi happened.
Ooh, that's a shame. I like Capaldi.
She made it through his first season, and then pretty much gave up.
Okay.
I remember she used to go with me to conventions.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just been a life changer.
Oh, thank you, Kirby. So you've been a life changer to me too. Like I said, I had a full head of hair when I started this show. Anyway, Ben. Yes.
Hi.
I have to say, I have to pay tribute to Ben because...
Hold on, let me just turn you up. Go on.
I've banged on about this long enough, but when I used to work in Portchester, Ben was the drive time presenter on The Saint, a radio station connected to a rather superb football club. And just love his show because he used to... sort of have, it's got that voice, isn't he, that makes you sort of relax. And he used to be a bit of a scamp on it as well, and then he started talking about Doctor Who, and I thought, oh, hello. And I sort of thought I'd try and stalk him for a bit, see if by then, at that stage, I didn't have a podcast in mind. I didn't even know of podcasts, but you can guarantee that what I'm going to do when I, because we did become friends, because we used to, you know, we met up in the Saints Club before matches and had lunch, and Ben used to do this disgusting combination.
I used to present there. That was another one of my gigs.
He was the host.
My gigs.
The host.
I was the host
in
the supporters' club.
Yes. Eating a disgusting lunch of baked beans. Yeah.
Well, my
my recollection of that period is slightly different.
Oh dear.
What I remember is the first time I remember you is from a competition that I did. I think, did you win tickets or something? You won something.
No, I don't know if I won. Might have been tickets. I remember winning a CD or something that I didn't really want.
Yeah, that was it. That was okay. It. I gave away so many crap CDs that we had, and I probably nicked as many as I gave away. So that's what we got.
I did actually get one good one. It was a Kasabian CD. That was quite good.
Anyway, I remember you phoning. I can visualise it now. I can remember what the studio looks like. I can remember the phone. I can remember, you know, the phone number flashing up and thinking, oh, I know that one. I picked up with you. And I was like, hello, Adam. And I remember you then called again, and we used to chat when I was off playing the records. And then, yeah, meeting up in the supporters club, and you used to sit at the table in front, and I used to let you win the quiz.
Don't remember that.
Which,
bit.
Yeah, well, clearly not, because that's never been returned, has it? On this podcast. And then, yeah, we kind of like when the sports club closed down, when Southampton got relegated, and I moved from Southampton to Portsmouth, which is a lovely place. We kind of lost contact for a bit. And then you got back in contact and said, do you want to come do my podcast? And I was like, oh, all right then, because I didn't have a job at the time. And I still don't now have now a job at HMRC. Yeah, and then I started doing, and I did it with you for, I can't remember how long, it felt like decades. It can't have been that long, because I don't know how many shows I stuck around for to start with, but I just remember it just got too much of a drag, to be honest.
Wasn't it when Moffat came along as well?
Yes, it was.
Moffat was there from the start. Moffat was there when we started the podcast. It was difficult to believe, but it was the Matt Smith era. It just kicked off.
It was just getting worse and worse, and I was just losing interest in Doctor Who as a TV show at that time, because it was just getting rubbish. And then Capaldi came along, and I think I came and did a few Capaldi ones. I think I used to come back on when the new shows had been on, didn't I? I kind of like left for
check.
A while.
Oh, well,
I wish you would, because I can't remember when I wasn't. And then, I've come and gone over the years, and I don't know, was it about 6 months ago, I think you texted me and said, do you want to come on again tonight? I don't think anyone else is doing it.
Because I would have had you on more, but you were never available on Sunday nights. But with COVID, it's only one of the benefit things. People seem to have more time on their hands, you know.
Well, it also used to be that you changed the time we used to do it, because I think you used to do it Monday mornings, and then it changed a bit, and then you couldn't do it then, and then we changed to Sundays, and I couldn't do it Sunday nights, and then I now can do it Sunday nights, and that also gives me an opportunity to get out of the house and come and sit on my shed for a couple of hours. So that's not the only reason I do it. It is the only reason I do it. It's not. And no, I mean, as everyone else has said, it is... being serious, what Kirby just said was absolutely fantastic. I love that. That's really, really touched me, actually, because as an old broadcaster, that's kind of what you want to hear, you know. That story, Kirby, was absolutely brilliant. Loved it. And that's what you do broadcasting for, whether it be radio or whether it be podcasts, is to get to people, to touch people. And we're lucky in what we do, really, because we get to talk about a subject that we know about, and we've got a captive audience in the respect that people want to listen. Well, people want to listen to the subject, whether they want to listen to the balls of fluff that we put around. But I think that's what makes this absolutely brilliant. I think that's what makes this a really good, fun podcast to do. Now, I would say listen to, but I can bet you I'm the only presenter on 500 shows of this podcast who has never honestly listened to a single minute of a single podcast.
Listen to one once.
But don't feel bad, Adam, because it's not just this podcast. I've never listened to any podcast. I'm just not. I've never listened to any. I'm not interested in any kind of podcast at all. But I'm quite happy to sit here and talk about Doctor Who with now this group of extended people who have come into what was mine and Adam's show. You lot, it was mine and Adam's show. his kids might have been on it to start with, but you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we were the contributors. They just sat there going, I don't want to do this, Dad. Can I go now? And, you know, we held it. So it was mine and Adam's gig. You lot have now come in, like, busted the doors down, you know, taken my seat, sold them my catchphrases. I mean, that was when I came back after a long break to hear you all using my catchphrases. Oh, you know, I had a little smile on my face, really thinking, yeah, that was good. But no,
who won that code at UK?
That's not what it is.
I was trying so hard to get that into the lyrics of the song, Kirby. You've got that. I had about six lines which I scrubbed out because it wasn't good enough, but I tried so hard to get it. But no, it's lovely to do. It's great to do. It's great hanging out with you guys on a Sunday night. You know, I've got friends in Australia and America, and some of them I've never even met. And I had a friend in Australia called Billy, but I don't know what's happened to him. I haven't heard from him for a long, long time. Because when you're sixth on someone's list, you know where you are in their life, don't you? So, Adam, I should just say, reaching 500 episodes is a massively great, is a great achievement that you should be very proud of. You've taken this on for what, 13, 14 years now?
11.
You've done it 56 years now. I know obviously the standards have slipped because you used to edit it, but now you don't. You just let anyone.
Because we're more professional now.
You know, I know things like that. We've let it slide. We have Kirby on every week, so we've let it slide. I'm joking, Kirby. You're an integral part of the show. But yeah, Adam, massive congratulations, mate. You do a fantastic job on getting this out every week, and it's not easy. So anyone who thinks this is just, you know, people sitting around and then recording it, sticking it on a server, it's not that. I mean, there's so much more to go with, isn't there, Adam?
Copious notes.
Exactly.
Notes.
So, yeah, well done, Adam, and congratulations to everyone else who's ever taken part in it, because it's a fab podcast, and long live the next five or six. I can guarantee doing the next five or six, but when Jodie Whittaker starts doing new episodes, I'm at it.
I would say, Ben, it's looking back to when you did the Ken Bruce thing, and you did a plug for the show on Radio 2. That was a thing I'd forgotten about. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I remember being on Potmaster three times. I did win twice. Well, actually, I won all three times, but I won the grand prize.
Yeah, you showed
twice.
Me the radio when I came to your house. But
that radio is still in my kitchen. Yeah. I still use it. It's now tuned to Radio X.
I still have the recording somewhere of the one where you did a plug for the show, because you were actually on the show, sort of, at the time, and that was... That was a good laugh. That was really funny. And
I've got a picture of us standing outside the radio studio in Southampton.
Me looking thin.
I'm really nice. And I'm looking thin. And you've got a bit of hair. Thin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's before I started the podcast. But you know, remember I was talking to you about when we tried to do the Hoovy and Anorak podcast, me and Alicia, this is probably about 3.5 years before we did the 20 megabyte. I'm pretty sure this is a recording of it.
Then again, you don't have to do it because it's after midday. That's right.
Oh, no, it's not. It's me and you on the Saint. Have a listen to this.
Then again, you don't have to do it because it's after midday. That's right. I remember. Right, on the show this afternoon, we've been joined by a guest. Maybe called a special guest. I don't know. It's Adam Pearson. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Now, you're an author, aren't you? You write books and stuff.
Yeah, well, two books so far, but I suppose that technically calls me an author. One book can be an author.
Exactly, of course you can. Some people, they say everyone's got one book in them. You so far have written two, so therefore that must make you at least a double author. So, your name's in print, you've written a couple of books, and we'll have a look at the one that's just come out in a tick. But the first book that you had that came out, first of all, before we get onto your book, which was The Diary of an Unwilling Virgin, which came out last year, I believe. Tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do?
Well, I'm from the Isle of Wight. I've got a very glamorous job. I work nights at Morrison's in Lake on the Isle of Wight. Although you know, I wrote the first book, I wasn't working there. I was working at a rather posher place, but these things happen.
Tesco.
Enough of that. But that does a bang.
No,
on
no, it's not enough of that. Put that back on.
It's another twist. It's a 20-minute recording.
He was really good.
Put it on the page.
It's an audio.
Send
file.
It to me. I don't like listening to me.
But there's another one here that says Ben and Chris. I don't know what this is all about.
Ben Shoveller from Farnborough in Hampshire, currently unemployed, used to work in local radio.
I did, yeah.
Where did you work?
All over the south of England.
Good morning, Farnborough.
Well, not really Farnborough, no. Southampton and Portsmouth and Winchester and Basingstoke.
Were you any good? Were you a bit of a funky doody?
Well, clearly not, because I'm not working anymore.
That's true. It's not very hard. It's not a proper job, just sitting here talking on...
drivel and playing tunes. It's not difficult.
I didn't find it difficult, but I wasn't very good at it.
You don't know. You're just putting yourself down. You're 36 years old. You're married to Rachel?
Yeah.
What's she like?
3 years.
What's she like?
I meant to say lovely. No, she's absolutely lovely.
Delightful.
Brilliant wife. Got kids? Yeah, two. Yeah, I've got Mia, who's 5, and Chloe, who's 11, who started senior school last week.
Oh, God. Thank enough God, of that. Mia that goes on for 5 minutes.
Chloe's 21, and Mia, who's and Mia, who's B.
So, so unfortunately, I do have them somewhere. The original interview I did view on that Hoovy and Anorak thing, but that was quite good. That Chris
what
Tarrant
was that
one,
from Radio 2? Was that Radio 2 when Chris Tarrant must have been standing in for Steve Wright, and I think I got my songs played on a Monday afternoon or something?
Quite possibly. That's a 5-minute recording.
Can you send me that? I haven't heard that for years.
Yeah, remind me. Somebody asked me to send them something the other day, and I've forgotten what it was. And who it is. Awful.
You need to make notes about these things.
Well, sometimes you can't, you know.
Right, yeah. Ben stopped being a regular on episode 107 in April of 2012, and he was sporadically on like every 10 episodes. Then there was a long gap until for some reason you came on for The Rings of Akatan.
That's random.
Which is one that I missed because I was in New York taking the geek daughter to a college visit. That
he used to make special appearances on the Milestone shows as well. Yes. And what I used to enjoy was when he used to have his.
Just call me up randomly when I was at people's houses and say, "Can you do the podcast?"
And what I used to like is when him and Matthew Kressel were on, and they used to have a sort of almost like a passive aggressive argument about things.
I remember arguing with Reese on series season.
Yeah. What a pathetic argument that was.
I'd never get drawn into anything as silly as that.
Master?
Yes, dear.
I remember one other really big thing that has to do with my former shyness. Okay, so I joined the podcast in early 2011. So just 2.5 years later, we had the 50th anniversary. And I went to the what was at the time TimeGate, the Hoolanta special event that evening, and by this point I'd been on not just our podcast, but I'd guested on several other podcasts. And what? Yeah, I guessed on other podcasts.
Moonlighting.
So after we watched the Five-ish Doctors, they decided to have a panel discussion. And they brought up the several of the locals who do podcasts, and someone pointed at me and said, "Come up here and be on the panel as well." And that was the first time I was on any sort of panel at a convention. And there were like 150, 200 people in the audience, and it was not a problem at all. It was very good. Interesting.
Well, it does help when there are people that want to listen to the subject matter that you're talking about. I think, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the going's good, and I'm thinking if I sort of wrap up now, I might just about get away with it. Anyway,
you won't get a kick in.
Hopefully not. So I want to obviously thank everybody who's sort of co-presented, guest presented, the celebrities that have come on the show, everybody that helped out with Fantasy Con, you guys, yes, obviously be co-presenters, and being so kind to give your time up every Sunday night to do the show. I know you say it's fun and stuff, but still, you're pandering to my sort of
bank account,
needs,
really, because we sit here doing it for free. And do you know, everyone, Adam earns £500 an hour doing this.
No, I actually get
get nothing.
Well, I don't get anything.
£500 an hour.
The sponsors pay for the Podbean page. That's all we really get from the show, which is quite nice because it's quite.
What about the one.co.uk?
Yeah, what about the holiday home in Antigua?
I have to thank the sponsors. That's who one.co.uk, iwheroes.co.uk, and
advisory.co.uk.
I beg your pardon, Kirby.
You have me ask you three things every week.
Yes.
I did the first one before we started. Check recording levels.
Done that, yeah.
Any stray feedback?
Have you got stray feedback?
I Let me. I think I do.
You do? Mary didn't say anything, did she?
You either do or you don't.
Well, I have to get over to that point. Oh, it's not loading the page for me.
Arr. Oh, dear.
And also, the other note is news. So I guess we're just going to skip news this week.
We're the news this week.
There's nothing new.
We are the news.
We're the news.
We are the news.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there is something.
There is? Do you want me to play the lift music?
I asked on to Brandon. They played your feedback. What was my mistake?
Oh, the thing, yeah.
And I also posted a GIF or GIF of Roger Rabbit going, please.
Please.
Yeah. Please.
Andy Nunny says, bring back Alicia.
Oh.
And I responded to him, if I may be pedantic, it's Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, not A-L-I-S-H-A, like he did.
Right. That's not being pedantic, that's being proper.
No, God, it's been phonetic.
And he responds, if I may, like, when had it ever stopped you? Oh, wait, two more comments. Wait a second.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh.
No, those are already read.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
I've got a bottle of Morgan Spice.
Yeah, I want to know what my mistake was, and he's never going to tell me, is he?
Ah, tender hooks. Isn't it awful not knowing what's happening in the situation, Kirby?
It's like a cliffhanger. Spoilers.
So anyway, I was trying to thank everybody for you know, supporting, listening, providing feedback. We always want more feedback. Gives us something to talk about, at least. And something to laugh at.
That's how I started on the show.
Yes, I know you did,
feedback.
Robert. Yes. I remember you having particularly long stuff for me to read out, but thankfully now I've got other people that can read. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we're going to carry on for a bit because we've got the rest of the journey to do at least. And now I've been told I have to do Torchwood and Sarah Jane Adventures, which is quite daunting because
and then
that
we're
last series
start
of Torchwood was
in order.
Terrible. Doing one order.
I wouldn't mind doing Big Finish because I...
No, you wouldn't know, would you? No.
I need an excuse.
No.
To listen to it.
I'm not even thinking of Big Finish at this stage.
I used to listen to a lot more when we're doing the podcast with them.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll consider it, but let's get through what we're doing now first. So anyway, thank you for listening, watching, taking part in the show. We'll be back next week where we'll be talking about... Don, what were we talking about?
The Impossible Planet.
Doctor Who.
It's what? Which episode, sorry?
Without further ado...
Let's talk about Doctor
Satan
Who, yes. The Satan Pit.
The Impossible Planet.
Satan Pit, Impossible Planet. Which one?
It's the other way around. The Impossible
Planet. Yes, Impossible Planet.
We're doing
Pit.
Both, aren't we? So it's
something like that. I've got a funny feeling that might be Isabella's
first.
Should
we do the second one first?
Remember, let's break with tradition.
Yeah, do it the wrong way around.
Yeah, we're doing the second one first.
So it's a two-parter.
That will confuse Andy because he keeps asking, are we doing just one of the two?
Yeah.
There's a two-parter next week. But anyway, thanks everybody for being on the show. Bye-bye.
Ta-ta, my love.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
This is what Kirby got wrong.
What?
It says you got the number of the episode that Andy falls asleep in wrong.
Oh, he's a proper double. 20 megabyte.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Hang on.
Come on.
What did I say? Yes. Let me find what I said.
Oh, God.
You said you don't take notes.
I'm reading the Facebook thing. He fell asleep live from Time Gate number 266. And so I'll go to the list.
The spreadsheet?
Yeah.
And the winner is...
266 is...
Drum roll.
Live from Time Gate. So what's wrong with that?
Oh, dear. Never mind. You can argue about it later while I actually wrap the show up. I just wanted to give magic.
And I show. Okay, we were discussing the Space Museum.
No, God,
this was on May the 26th, 2015. We had Adam, me, Mary, Debbie, Andy. I have a note: the infamous Andy falls asleep episode in the spreadsheet. Right. And Jason was also on because he was laughing as well. So I did not get that wrong. So there.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks for everybody for watching, taking part, blah, 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 what I just said a minute ago. Goodbye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Yeah, crow.
Yeah, crow.
I don't want to go.
You sound so convinced.
On a Sunday, well, I know I'm gonna do another podcast show with you. Every podcast that we do, we try to talk about an episode or two. When it started, it was recorded anywhere, from a toilet at his work to a car park. Now more often, it's recorded from his home, but occasionally you still can hear the dog bark. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. Then the name drops famous people that he's met, but I know he's never heard from Ashton Kutcher. Then there's feedback, the overcomplicated words sent to us by Councillor Alan T. Butcher. Then the listeners come from all over the world. Some are women, some are not, and some are manly. Then there's Billy, a true Brit living out in Oz, and the only fan I know of Akinchin Stanley. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And it's been recorded weekly since the late noughties. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And initially it featured both his daughters. Yeah. When we're recording, we're all waiting for a text from our leader Adam saying, are you ready? Ain't got long though, have to be real quick this week, or I'll get a right kick in from the wife Debbie. But well done Adam, for doing all 500 shows. All that equipment that you have ain't got no roadie. As for me, well, I'll watch the TV show again, just as soon as they replace that fella Jodie. Just as soon as they replace that fella Jodie. You one more time, man. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam Kirby, Bartlett Sloan, Mary Blitz Lang. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Kirsty and I usually make up the gang. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Kirby often utters his catchphrase master. It's the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Adam's podcast.
Adam's podcast.
And his sound effects are a massive disaster. And we have done 500 shows. When you count them up, that's quite a few. Just so you can listen to our lovely gang talking about Doctor Who.
The 20 megabyte Doctor Who book. God is an APV Service Production, is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is the trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.